This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Late yesterday, Apple announced that its head of retail, Angela Ahrendts, is leaving. Ahrendts joined Apple in 2014 after leading a big turnaround at the luxury fashion giant Burberry, tried to do the same thing at Apple, setting out to turn Apple's stores into what she called town squares. Marketplace's Justin Ho checks in on how that's been going.
Back in the early 2000s, Apple stores were a novelty. People went there to check out products they'd never seen before, iPods and iMacs. But in recent years, the store's average customer has changed.
They're already familiar with Apple. They already have products, but they go to a store to get help with those products.
That's Apple analyst Neil Seibert. He says the town square model was meant to change that, to bring people in to take classes or see concerts, maybe have some food or coffee. Retail analyst Sucharita Kodali at Forrester says Apple's tried this at a few flagship stores, but
when you ultimately go into most Apple stores now, the experience isn't really that different than what they were, you know, over the years.
It doesn't help that Apple hasn't had a blockbuster new product to sell for a while. Meanwhile, customers have been finding the retail experience kind of slow, says analyst Colin Gillis at Chatham Road Partners.
You can't walk in and get a same-day appointment. There's wait times to get service.
Gillis says Apple's likely to focus on improving its service. That means hiring more staff and more workers who can answer technical questions. Analyst Neil Seibert says Apple needs to make sure those employees are happy, too.
Your interaction with an Apple Store employee is going to probably make or break your experience.
Seibert says it's fitting that Apple's new head of retail, Deirdre O'Brien, is also in charge of human resources for the company. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.